need relief from chronic conditions.
Welcome to all the bold, courageous, and powerful women tuning in to Find Your Fabulous. I'm your host, Dr. Diane, and it's time to ignite your full power. Are you ready to embrace your talents and worth and unleash the wise goddess within? I've got the information, inspiration, and revelation you need to ignite your personal power so you can stop playing small and reclaim the passion and purpose that we all hold within us. Connect with other powerful spiritual women who yearn to be fully expressed. The world needs you, full power. Let me guide you to find your fabulous and ignite your inner goddess. It all starts now on the Find Your Fabulous show. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Diane Garrison, and you are listening to the Find Your Fabulous show. It's time to ignite your full power on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes and let us help you experience the pathway to finding your fabulous. Every first and third Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific time and 10 a.m. Central time, where we will have information, inspiration, and revelation to help you ignite your personal power and reclaim the passion and purpose we all hold within us. I am here with my fabulous producer, Emily. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Dr. Diane.
Today, I am going to blow your mind as I guide you to move beyond your conscious mind to the deep inner wisdom within you. Connection to your intuition and inner guidance system can increase your confidence, help you gain clarity to make sound decisions, and even power up your passions and dreams. Now, we have all heard the phrase, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. But just what does that mean? We are talking about the fact that there is this energetic part of us, our soul self, if you will, that I believe existed before we came to this human life and will exist after this human body has had enough. Now, is this important other than from a religious perspective? I am not talking about religion at all. I'm talking about the deep and wide energy within us that enlivens us and connects us to all living things. Now, before you think she's talking that woo-woo stuff, please remember that quantum physics has proven that all of life is made from the same energetic building blocks, and all this energy is connected through the quantum field. So, science, really cool science. Now, for a lot of different cultural, philosophical, and even religious reasons, we humans tend to be very stuck in our heads, and we think and we think and we think in crazy circles. Sure, we have these large, very fine brains, and we do lots of creative and productive things with these minds. But for those of you who, like me, have had some sleepless nights when our brains would not shut off, you know that our minds can be a dangerous neighborhood, right? So we have three different levels of consciousness. Our conscious brain, or ego, which is our interface with the outside material world. Next, we have our unconscious mind, which is truly a big data warehouse of memories, beliefs, and habits. This unconscious mind is gathering in all the time all kinds of data bits that our ego may not be paying any attention to. It is a fast processor, but not at all creative or analytical. It's a warehouse. Finally, we have our superconscious mind, or what I call our spirit self, or soul self, as it is, connected to the quantum field and the energy and intelligence of life, And as Dr. Carl Jung, the famous psychiatrist, said, we have a collective unconscious, the wisdom and imprints of the many generations past. Pretty cool, right? So all three levels of consciousness are important, but there are lots of sticky bits, neurotic patterns in the unconscious mind and in the ego that do not trouble the superconscious. The superconscious deals with the deeper truth, the spiritual truth of all things, including ourself. Why is that, you might ask, that we have all these neurotic glitches? Well, we are unfortunately the proud owners of a very negatively biased nervous system, which is constantly looking out for danger. Now, this served us well when we were living in caves and every day of survival was a celebration. Now it is pretty much overkill. Here's the deal. We form our basic belief systems by the time we are 6 or 7 years old, when we are still very naive, vulnerable, and easily scared. Mental health experts believe that about 75% of those unconscious beliefs are negative. 75%. That's a whole lot of crapola running around our consciousness. Now, these core beliefs, which are the conclusions of our child self and typically fear-based, continue to control us at an unconscious level throughout our lives and shoot ugly and often self-critical thoughts into our conscious mind anytime one of these old beliefs are triggered. Old beliefs like, I'm not good enough, I'm a burden, I'm unlovable, I'm invisible. And if you pay attention to these automatic negative thoughts, if you feed them by focusing on them, then once again, your mind becomes that very dangerous neighborhood. I have spent the last 30 years teaching people how to control their thinking as a psychologist and therapist to gently confront these automatic negative thoughts born in fear when we are children, so that the deeper truth of who we have become as adults can truly shine through. And here is the marvelous truth. Our superconscious mind, our soul self, is not burdened by those old fear-based beliefs, as it is always connected to the infinite mind and knows what our true self is. We can always trust its messages. Now, the fact that we have this higher level of consciousness empowers us to think, to create and act in a way that is way beyond the limits of our ego and beyond the cultural pressures of living in a competitive, capitalistic, and materialistic world. What would you let yourself try? What would you be willing to risk to explore and create if you believed you were backed by the wisdom of the ancients, by the angels and divine masters, by the very energy and intelligence of life itself? Can you let yourself imagine? You are listening to Dr. Diane and the Find Your Fabulous show, and you can explore all things fabulous on my website, fullpowerwomen.com. So here's the rub. Most of humanity, our parents and grandparents, are all stuck in this material 3D reality controlled by the thinking patterns of our control freak, status quo preserving, easily hijacked by fear, ego, or conscious mind. Now, when we were children, we were easily connected to spirit and to our intuition. But as we became domesticated and trained to be good citizens, these connections are weakened and sometimes altogether forgotten. As adults, we no longer listen to or trust our intuition, our inner wisdom. We are much more comfortable with the problem solving and analysis of our conscious minds. But at what cost? Well, lots of stress and overwhelm, anxiety and depression shows up in the clients that I assist. And for years, that was my own personal experience. Now, one of the essential skills I teach every client that enters my practice is the power of quiet time and meditation. The true power of meditation is not clearing the mind, which is, quite frankly, next to impossible to do, but to connect to our inner world, where all our life wisdom and the wisdom of the universe resides. I said it. We have the power of the universe, the wisdom of the ages within us, but we need to consistently and reverently create quiet inner reflection time to connect to this source of wisdom and guidance. Unfortunately, too many of us are much more comfortable being human doers than human beings, and quiet time is just not on our agenda. But I can tell you from personal experience and too many medical and mental health problems that this busy lifestyle is not good for our health and well-being. So how do we get connected to this inner wisdom? Now, we have all experienced intuitive hits, that unbidden knowing about something important. When we listen to this intel and act on those intuitions, very powerful things can happen. And when we ignore those intuitions and instead listen to the rationalizations and explanations in our conscious mind, ugly things are bound to happen. Taking the wrong job, marrying the wrong person, even turning the wrong direction as you're driving. Think on this. We've all had these experiences. And most of us know someone who is very intuitive and seems confident in the wisdom they receive from within. They just seem to have this sixth sense, right? Some people are even psychic, and we're going to learn more about this on my next show when I will be interviewing Dr. Rita Louise, a naturopathic physician, medical intuitive, and clairvoyant. But how do we ordinary folks start connecting to our inner wisdom and intuition in a practical way? The first step is we need to get quiet and learn how to truly listen to the soul voice within. There are many ways to meditate and pray to turn inward to our spiritual self, but they all require a consistent practice of sitting quietly and tuning into your inner space. You need to treat this tuning inward as a sacred date. It doesn't have to be a long time. Start with something you know you can commit to, like 10 or 15 minutes a day, and build from there. With my clients, I first teach them breathing and centering exercises that create instant relaxation. This also creates receptivity to the inner world. After they get comfortable with these exercises, we venture into more formal practices of self-compassion and loving kindness from the Buddhist tradition. Most of us are not good at giving ourselves compassion. So these are the structured exercises that teach us to focus loving words and emotions towards ourselves, and teaches us to focus inwardly more deeply. And these practices never get old, never stop giving us relaxation and nurturing. After these practices become known and comfortable, we are ready to take some deep guided inner journeys to connect with self-compassion, to old wounds, to ask for guidance, to tune into our dreams and passions, and so much more. Anyone can learn to connect to their inner guidance system, and I'm going to give you a healthy taste of this in a meditation after we take a short break. Before we go, I want to share that I am giving each of my listeners access to a new teaching and practice video I just created called Creating Inner Peace in Challenging Times. This video will teach you spiritual practices that will not only serve you now, but for years to come. Look for it in the podcast description. And you can find out all about all things about me and my empowerment coaching on my website at www.fullpowerwomen.com. I'm Dr. Diane, and you're listening to the Find Your Fabulous Show. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to connect to your inner wisdom. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Are you feeling pulled between the world of personal opportunity and your role as a caretaker? Who do you choose? You or everyone else? Well, you can have both. I'm Dr. Diane Garrison. My signature system, Find Your Fabulous, is a four-month program which guides you to rediscover your passion and purpose. For more information or to book a free exploration call, visit fullpowerwomen.com.
A quick tip from Jason and Patricia at the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is a way to improve your long-term relationships. As you go through life with your partner, the hurts, resentments, and conflicts are energies that build up. Your relationship holds on to these energies, and the relationship feels dull, boring, and unattractive. The love you felt originally starts to break down.
Do this. Say to yourself, I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate. Name a hurt or resentment that you've had recently. Maybe listen to all of our shows because we teach you how to apply energy techniques for everyday life in ways that are practical and useful.
See you Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific or find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Hello, it's Dr. Diane, and we're back on the Find Your Fabulous Show, and we are talking about connecting to your intuition and your inner wisdom. I wanted to share with you that in my Find Your Fabulous coaching programs, we work on skills and mindsets to open up your three inner power centers: your relationship with yourself, your relationship with your inner wisdom and the divine feminine, and your relationship with others. And we work on connecting to these power centers in a progressive way, as I believe that you need to learn to first love and honor yourself so that you can then trust and deepen your connection to spirit and inner wisdom, so that then you are now empowered to attract relationships with people who are truly invested in supporting your biggest dreams and intentions. It is a deepening and expansive process that can be so rich, but anyone can learn to connect to their inner guidance system. And we are going to go into an experience with that right now. So if you want to be fully engrossed in the experience, make sure that you're in a quiet place where you can close your eyes for about 10 minutes, and that you feel safe and comfortable to just let go. And before we go into this meditation, I want you to think of a current goal or intention for personal growth that you're holding. I'll give you just a sec to do that. And then Emily, can you please turn the music on? All right, dear ones, close your eyes. Bring your focus and attention gently, yet deliberately inward. Feel your feet connecting to the floor, knowing that beneath that floor is Mother Earth herself. Feel your seat in your chair, your back against the backrest, your hands wherever they are resting. And just begin to take some very deep, low breaths. Breathing all the way down into your hips and releasing fully. Breathing in and letting go. breathing. And letting go. One more time in. And letting go. And now we are going to call in the energy of the four faces of your inner wisdom. Let's first call up our adult resourceful self. Imagine all the energy of your gifts, your talents, of your strengths, of your life experience, of your life wisdom, those parts of you that you share without thought with others. And feel the energy of this goodness, this wholesomeness moving from your tailbone all the way to the crown of your head. Perhaps it helps you feel tall and regal. And we call in the energy of our witness observer self, that part of us that can step back and see the big picture. And you can tune into this by imagining you are standing in a big movie theater and you're all the way in the back, and up on the screen is every chapter of your life, beginning with your birth, your beautiful birth, all the way to this moment. And from this way back perspective, you can see that every chapter of your life, sweet and sour, was necessary to create the next and to create the beautiful person you are today. Next, we call in the energy of our spiritual self, that part of us that is and has been and always will be connected to the infinite. It is beyond thoughts, it is beyond feelings, beyond linear time. It is the infinite within. And wherever you sense that center of your beingness, just let some energy expand and fill with light. And finally, we call in our future self. Whether it's a year down the line, 5 or 10, it doesn't matter. But this future self is loving her life and living it fully and loving herself with honor. And she is there beaming with her arms wide open, encouraging. Keep stepping forward in your transformational journey. And together, this is our inner wisdom, our wise woman, our wise man energy. And we can even visualize it. Like a beautiful cloak of wisdom and power falling softly upon your shoulders, flowing all the way to your ankles. It has a big soft hood and a jeweled clasp at the neck. Thus enrobed, thus cloaked in our wisdom and power, we can ask our inner wisdom a question. And let us ask the first one. Think of that intention or goal that you came up with at the beginning of the meditation. Bring it into your conscious awareness. And then let us ask, what is it I most deeply desire to experience, to express, to create in this area of my life? What is it I most deeply desire to express, to experience, create in this area of my life? And then open up your inner ears, open up your inner eyes, become very receptive to any information that wants to come in any form. Listen carefully. You may not get words. You may get pictures. You may get feelings. You may get hunches and knowings. There is no wrong. There is no right. Even if it seems you're getting no wisdom, it will come at some time soon because you asked for it. Finally, let's ask inner wisdom, what is one small step, a baby step, I can take towards this goal? And then open up again and receive. You may hear wonderful intel, or maybe it will come later. What is one small step I can take here and now? Move towards this beautiful goal. And just accept any wisdom in any form that wishes to come to you. even if it's just a feeling of peace. Now, thank your inner wisdom for the information. And thank yourself for being willing to do this meditation. And begin to take 3 deep and cleansing breaths in and out. In and out. In and out. When you're ready, open your eyes and return to the video. Emily, you can stop the music. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that experience. I hope it created some peace and some kind of knowing and comfort inside. If you want to listen to this meditation again, just forward the replay to about halfway in the podcast and do it over and over again till it feels comfortable. And remember, I'm inviting all my listeners to take advantage of my new teaching and practice video, Creating Inner Peace in Challenging Times. This video will teach you some simple spiritual practices that will not only serve you now, but for years to come. I was in meditation after reading some ugly political news when my inner wisdom told me I was to create this video for you. So enjoy. Look for the link on the podcast description. And you can find out more about me and my empowerment coaching at fullpowerwomen.com, my beautiful website. And also you can reach out to me directly at my email, drdiane@fullpowerwomen.com. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Find Your Fabulous show with Dr. Diane. I had a wonderful time, as I always do. Please join me every first and third Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Central Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Next time on Find Your Fabulous on March 18th, I will be interviewing naturopathic doctor, medical intuitive, clairvoyant, author, podcaster, and founder of the Institute of Applied Energetics, Dr. Rita Louise. And we're going to talk about her latest book, Dang, It Was Me All Along. So have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time. Know always that you are loved. I'm your host, Dr. Diane, and you have been listening to Find Your Fabulous. It's time to ignite your full power. Tune in every first and third Monday of the month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio for information, inspiration, and revelation to ignite your personal power. Connect with other bold, courageous, and powerful women who are ready to stop playing small and reclaim the passion and purpose that we all hold within us. The world needs you, full power. To find your fabulous and ignite your inner goddess, visit fullpowerwomen.com.